Nolte, poll reveals 58% believe the media are truly the enemy of the people. By John Nolte on July 9, 2021. Rasmussen reports, one of the country's most reliable pollsters, found 58% of likely voters agree the media are truly the enemy of the people. Which means 42% of Americans are stupid. The question doesn't mince words. Straight out, people were asked, do you agree or disagree with this statement? The media are truly the enemy of the people? 34% strongly agreed, 24% somewhat agreed, 13% somewhat disagreed, and 23% strongly disagreed. Allow me to reframe this for emphasis. When voters were asked if the media are truly the enemy of the people, only 23% strongly disagreed. Wow. I tell you, that makes my heart sing. I mean, sing out loud. I'm talking show tunes complete with high kicks and a big ass grin. In the deep dive, you'll find that a whopping 76% of Republicans know the media is our enemy, along with 37% of Democrats. Responses to additional questions in this same poll, of 1,000 likely voters taken between July 7 to 8, are just as devastating for the fake media, if not more so. Do you trust the political news you are getting? Only 37% said yes, while a plurality of 43% said no. Only 20% were not sure. When that same question is broken down by party, only 26% of Republicans said they trust the news media, while 58% said no. Surprisingly, only 56% of Democrats said yes. While that's a majority, it's a small one, which tells you that even though the media are left-leaning and eager to tell Democrats what they want to hear, only 56% believe what they hear. Granted, only 26% said they don't trust the media, but 18% said they were unsure. When asked, how serious is the fake news problem in the media? A whopping 83% said very, 55%, or somewhat, 28%, serious. Only 14% said not very, 9%, or not at all, 5%, serious. A full 92% of Republicans agree that fake news is a very, 68%, or somewhat, 24%, serious problem, and a whopping 74% of Democrats agreed, with 44% saying fake news is very serious and 30% saying somewhat. In fact, only 24% of Democrats said fake news wasn't very serious, 16%, or not at all serious, 8%. These are devastating numbers that the establishment media have worked very hard to achieve. Let me first cut and pass the audacious lies told by the media over the last 5 years and then comment on the media's greatest sin. Brett Kavanaugh, serial rapist. President Michael Avenatti. The Covington KK Kids hoax. Hands up, don't shoot. George Zimmerman. Mostly peaceful Black Lives Matter riots. The Russia collusion hoax. Antifa stormed the beaches on D-Day. Cuomo, DNY, king of coronavirus competence. The clearing of Lafayette Square hoax. The lab leak theory has been debunked hoax. The Russians are behind Hunter's laptop hoax. The Russian bounty hoax. The Capitol police officer killed with the fire extinguisher hoax. The very fine people hoax. And on and on and on. Look at that list, and the greatest sin is not even up there, because the greatest sin is that there has been zero accountability for any of it. As I said, you have to be stupid not to believe the media are our enemy. The media are so much our enemy, they are openly encouraging rioting and violence against us. America is waking up. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.